This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we welcome you on a stormy Wednesday in the Metroplex. General at your service. There's Broadus. Former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup here. Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh fixing to go 4.5 flawless once again. Radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Eric Chiafalo was in the house. Zach Wolchuk did a hell of a job this morning with the Sean and RJ crew. They're at the Firehouse Tour in Anna. Salute to them. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Back Nation here on 105 through the Fan. I bet the texters would have some crazy things to say right now at 877-881-1053 if I asked them, what's the most wild thing you've seen on the roads here in the last 2 hours? I was driving in today. I think it's the most flooded drive I've ever made. I was really happy that I had a heavy vehicle, you know?
Yeah, I was yearning for a truck on the way in today.
Yeah, I think this is the kind of weather that if you're getting over about 25 miles per gallon, you're taking your life into your own hands because, I mean, what they call it, ponding on the highways.
Yeah, it's awful.
The ability to hydroplane.
Yeah.
At times, we were down as low as 25 miles an hour coming in on 80 and 30.
Wow.
Just because the visibility was so low and people were constantly hydroplaning, they didn't want to go very fast.
There was a Lowe's truck that was going at it.
Yeah.
He was going at it. He didn't care how much was going. He was going at it, dude.
That's crazy.
And when he passed me, it said speedy delivery right on the side. I said, I mean, sure is.
Yes. Hell or high water.
Yeah. Homicidal delivery. You know, if you ask me, I mean, some of these people need to read the room a little bit and slow it down. Yeah. Because I saw, this is just when I got onto 80. You know those highway blue signs that have the little restaurant boxes on them? They're teasing what's coming up on this exit.
Yeah.
That thing clean flew off the frame.
Oh.
Starts blowing down the service road. I'm thinking, am I driving into a tornado right now? There was no rain at the time, but within a minute, there was, you know, maybe, I don't know, 50 yards of visibility. Is that what you encountered on the highway today, Brian?
I had something happen to me today. I was driving back from the Star, so I'm up north coming down the tollway. And the right windshield wiper flew off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Not the driver's side, the passenger side one.
Okay.
Like I was hit and I had it at such force of trying to get the water off the window. You know, when you have it the highest setting.
Yeah.
The right one just said, not today, Brian. Boop, just flew right off in the air.
So it's like, doing that right.
No. Yeah. It was like, it's a plastic.
The metal? Oh, it's plastic.
Okay. It's plastic. So I'm thinking, because if it was metal, I'm not etching into my window. I'm gonna pull over. I'm gonna, you know, but I'm like, at least I could see with the one, you know, on my side, so I was okay. But yeah, that damn thing just, I was driving down, coming, all of a sudden I'm turning on to a little bit more pace because
I bet it was the speed and the wind.
It just boop, just flew right off.
Do you know how to change it? Oh, man.
I think it's a clip situation.
Yeah, it's really easy, dog.
I think it's a clip.
Is it super easy?
This is super easy.
But
you can YouTube it.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just kind of worried. I think I'm going
to
take
it
in.
How much money are you really saving to do it yourself? Because I think I just paid, like, the best decision I've made in a while was after my tire blowout a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I go to Discount.
Yeah.
And when I'm about to leave Discount,
I love Discount.
They're like, hey, your windshield wipers, you could probably use some
there
new ones. And I was like, you know what? Sat there for a second. I was like, $10.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
That's exactly
and
where
today I was thanking God for that decision.
That's not bad when it's there.
Yeah.
You know, but if you take it there to get that done, they'll find other things for that need to be done on your car.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. I can't believe you made it in.
I think that's the oil change place. I think they see me as a lady kind of sometimes. Unfortunately, they're like, well, listen, your transmission fluid's looking a little cloudy right now.
Call you sugar and stuff.
Yeah, why not? And just, I'm like, well, change it. Yeah, let's do what we have to do here. So like the basic oil change could be a $280 day.
Yeah.
Very easily.
I got a tip for you. What you do is before you drive up there, mm-hmm. you go around your car and you maybe rub your hands on the tires, get into the engine a little bit, get some grease on there, and then walk in and make sure they can see your hands. I'm a working man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to be hustled. Right. I'm a man that's mowed my own lawn in my life. I'm a man that could change this oil.
How do I prove that?
Well, I don't know.
Take a little grass and rub it on your face.
Right now, you're giving the context clues of a sucker, Brian. I'm trying to help you out here at the poker table.
It's true. I mean, fortunately, in people, this goes back to my football background, where like when you're on a staff of doing something, it's always like, hey, we're going to come pick up your lease car. Uh-huh. We're going to change this out for you.
They babied you.
We're going to mow your lawn. Yeah, my dad determined that. He's just like, he just can't handle this. I fertilized the yard one time, forgot to water.
Okay.
Just burned the thing up like we were in, like there was no tomorrow.
That can be a blessing here sometimes.
No, dad was like, what did you just do? I'm like, I put the fertilizer down like you told me. He goes, you got to water the damn yard, son.
The kicker is you were 40 years old.
Yeah. And no, I didn't mow my first yard until I was 35. I was in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Hey, Dawson, to answer your question about scariest thing you've seen on the road getting here.
Yeah.
I was on a tollway, seen a school bus accident.
Oh, no.
I was sitting behind that. No. That's why I'm late.
No.
Sitting behind that on 75, bro. Oh.
Okay.
I have no updates to whatever it was, but it was definitely two school buses.
Two school buses at a tipper?
Yeah, they probably hit somebody else and the other school buses maybe waiting for the... I don't know,
everybody's okay, man.
817, been stuck in traffic all day, one upside down car, don't know how, and saw a mini pile up from people hydroplaning. Absolutely. Don't tell them to slow down. Okay, at 877-881-1053. 4.5 hours of sports coming to you here. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. We do have John Owning coming up at 3 o'clock. Krusty's Corner at 3:45. Brian,
yes, where
are you taking it today?
Yeah, I got a couple. There's some thoughts about how where these guys were ranked and maybe who got the best value for some of their picks.
Right on. There is a Rangers offensive explosion last night. We're going to have to talk about that and what that could mean for this baseball team. Around the bases at 6, Jared Sandler at 4:40. I figure I need to see them hit for it's going to take probably 2 weeks where you're averaging 4.5 runs per game, maybe 5 runs per game. Then I will start to think, okay, but
I think we just need to keep talking bad about him because evidently that's what it takes.
And I think CY got after him pretty good yesterday too. Mm-hmm. Like reading with the media, he was, he was saying, yeah, I'm frustrated and for good reason, And I don't know if he addressed the team yesterday and if that led to the offensive breakout, but how much of a competitor our guy CY is. And it was awesome to see last night. Jacob DeGrom was amazing. So you probably have prime DeGrom back at this point. Apparently, the mechanical issues that have been leading to walks and too many hits and runs, he felt like last night was the first time that he's got this mission completed to shut those down.
You knew he was going to figure it out. And the fact, if he just our hope, just keep taking the ball. Keep taking the ball. That gives us the best chance to win these games with him out there on the mound. But you knew he was going to, it's kind of like listening to him and Corey Seager talk about hitting. They're always going to, even if they're outstanding at it, they're going to tinker with the mechanics a little bit, but good for him to kind of, you can always count on him to go out there and get you 6 to 8 strikeouts. It's just a matter of getting him enough runs right now.
No, you're right though. Just keep taking the ball. And that's the most important thing with him. And it's great. We've gotten to this point already. And, he looks like after 2 Tommy Johns, he's still like 100% the same guy at age 35. It's pretty incredible what DeGrom is doing right now. Wolchuk was with the Firehouse crew this morning. His top 10 at 2:20 is coming up, hosted by Eric Chiafalo. What's the subject?
Yeah, today? I'm excited about it today because we got the Jeff Ulbrich Atlanta Falcons news. The NFL fined the Falcons $250,000. and Coach Ulbrich himself $100,000. So this kid cost his father not only some level of reputation, but $100,000.
Okay. And he's just an assistant.
He's a defensive coordinator.
So he's probably making around a mil.
He's making probably maybe two mil. Yeah,
okay. $100,000's a lot.
Yeah,
that's either 5 or 10% of your revenue.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great.
No,
and that's after taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, and this whole story would have been probably even bigger if he ended up like getting that the head coach job for the Jets, if he would have just remained their head coach and this still happened, if this was a head coach that this happened to. Mm. Nonetheless, it was gross negligence, and the league had to at least send some sort of message that we can't be doing things that way. So I'm thinking about, what is that punishment? Like, what is Coach Ulbrich doing? What is life like for young Jax Ulbrich right now, costing his dad this much money and reputation? And so I wanted to tee up what were some of the more common or weird or ridiculous things that parents did to their children in terms of disciplining them, child punishment.
Okay.
And there are some pretty funny ones that I've been
I have had my mouth washed out with soap. I wonder if that hits the top 10.
Yeah, I would say that's oldie but a goodie. And I've heard I read a couple that are like in the same line of thinking, but even more just goofy.
Yeah. You ever seen in the 80s one of your friends get picked up by their ear by their parents?
Oh, yeah.
Like you'd be down
out
here
of a room.
Playing G.I. Joes or something.
Pulled out of a room, yeah.
And you say something smart to your mom, and the next thing you know, your buddy's getting picked up by his ear.
Yeah.
And he's like scrambling to get his feet underneath him so he can stand quick enough. Yeah. But he's
the
about
pain
to catch hell.
Of that. Yeah. Gosh. I mean, I feel like the ear's not that crazy of an idea to like be able to be ripped off. Like, I feel like you got to be real careful. You're lifting a kid up by his lobes.
Yeah, I told you the story. I saw my grandma. Mother hit my dad with a skillet one time in the back of the head.
She was pretty dang. She was a marksman.
She was. She was cooking eggs at breakfast, and dad said something about one of her buddies. She just wheeled.
No look,
turned and caught him.
Sharp
next thing, my dad was like, he was just knocked out.
Were there still eggs in the pan?
No, she was getting ready to cook them up.
Oh, she was getting ready to cook them up.
Yeah.
Okay. You ever seen a friend get a spanking?
Oh, yeah.
That's embarrassing. Oh, yeah.
It is really embarrassing, but you guys are connected for life at that point.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
You guys,
it's so embarrassing.
You guys are locked in for life, bro.
Unbreakable bond after that.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I think my friends saw me get spanked a lot more than I saw them get spanked. But yeah, I did see it sometimes.
Yeah, I had one friend whose dad was definitely loud screamer, cusser guy that would just fly off the handle in a second. But like not over, like he was kind of for show. And like when I'm first becoming friends with this kid, it was like scaring me. But my friend, I could tell like he wasn't even taking it seriously. Like his dad was really a goober. Like his dad was the guy who was Miller Lite in the left hand, heater in the mouth, and he was ready to be all-time quarterback in the backyard. You know what I mean? Fun guy. But when you ticked him off, he was cussing up a storm and like acted like he was going to punch you.
I'll tell you what was the scariest dad, though, is quiet dad who got mad that one time.
Oh, yes. The unexpected.
You're like, what? I didn't know Bruce could get that mad.
No question.
You're like, okay.
That was my dad on an instance.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, because my dad, I mean, you wouldn't see him fly off the handle, really, especially from friends, but there were a couple moments. Yeah. And there was one where, like, I guess my brother had ticked off my mom, and my dad was kind of just sitting there just watching TV or whatever. And at some point my mom like gets on to my dad like, yo, what the heck? And so my dad's like, all right. So he walks in there and he tries to go in the room, but it's locked. And so he just kind of like just gives it a push and this door comes off the freaking hinges, bro. And I remember seeing the look on my brother and his friend's face as they started climbing back to the wall of the room. Like, oh my God, the Hulk just walked in.
Yes.
And we've never seen this before.
Yes. That's good. That's a great dad story right there.
Well, by the way, our guy Preston over at Discount Tire was listening.
Good.
He told me, hey, swing on by. Brought us. I got
He's
you covered.
Man. Preston's the man. Preston's the man.
Got you covered there at Discount
Tire. What a guy.
Tire. So, yeah.
I mean, I do feel like maybe Chief can relate a little bit to what a Gen X kid went through there with that story. But he was so calm. Mom had to talk him into it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. You got to imagine dad like on the warpath from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed. You know,
you can hear the sound of his car coming down the street.
Then you know what it's like.
That's when you know. You're like, oh, he's home, fam.
Did you guys?
Everybody pick up quick. Get the dishes.
I want to ask you guys this question, though. Did you guys have friends that were dads were drinkers? Were big drinkers? Because I grew up in an era in the 70s.
Yes.
I grew up in the 70s where you came home from work and you immediately had drinks. So there was a lot more violent time, I think, for that. For, you know, like, dad's getting involved
with the 70s were wild too, bro. Y'all came up on a wild time.
Yeah, that was to me, because I always remember like the dad you said with cigarette and drink, and then just kind of just losing it to where you just, I got to go. You know, I got to leave. You know, you got to get out of there.
Yeah, it becomes extremely uncomfortable.
It becomes really uncomfortable. And you hope your buddy was going to still be with you tomorrow.
Yes, you know?
Seriously.
That's really scary.
I would walk home. I would walk home as a kid, go, man, I think I just lost my friend. It was scary.
Damn, like eight years old.
Like I'm eight years old. You know, like you're playing electric football or whatever we were doing, and then dad would come blowing in with the smoke and the scotch in a hand, and then he would just start losing it like he had a bad day at work, and now he's and I'm like, hey, crap. I've got to go, yeah. And so yeah, I'd get my stuff and I'd go. And literally, I would walk home and I would be like, I can't
damn
go back.
Damn shame what happened to Frederick.
I can't go back there tomorrow. And you didn't have the ability to like call them like on their cell phone and hey, man, are you okay?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you'd have to call the number and then the drunk dad would pick up the phone and you're like,
where the
oh,
hell is
and
this?
Then cling, hang that thing up quick. You know, like, yeah.
You'd see him the next day at school, give him a hug. Man, I'm glad you made it.
You know, he might be a little banged up, but I'm like, are you okay, man? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to fall down the stairs again.
Parents back in the 70s, man, that was a wild time.
Different time indeed.
That's wild, bro. Wild.
Okay, we have a lot of sports to talk about. I want to bring up George Pickens with you a little bit more and see where we are on that. Bochy on Kevin and Corey said Evan Carter is a guy who can help this team. It was a great quote. Maybe not imminently, but Evan Carter swinging a good bat down there in the minor leagues right now. We'll be continuing to monitor that. The Shedeur Sanders apology story. And then, you know, just a whole lot more. The Belichick story continues to get worse.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Wow. So, I don't know. Like, so much to go. But
Giannis as well. He's about to get booted. How about Halliburton and what went down there last night with Papa Halliburton going forehead to forehead with Giannis?
Man,
that was wild.
You can't be on the court like that, can you?
Of course not. So
can't
no,
you can't do that to your son.
Once you step across that line, you're
in the wrong. Don't do that.
Okay, post draft Cowboys winners and losers coming up at 2:40 though. It's time for the top 10 next, Chief. And what'd you say that subject was?
Yeah, the top 10 craziest punishments from childhood in honor of Jax Ulbrich. And we sink into the Woolly Bully, maybe the greatest advertisement of all time. That's next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420, hosted by the Chief today. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And here he is, Eric Chiafalo, with the Woolly Bullies Top 10.
That's right. Shout out to Woolchuck. His performance all morning long, but especially in that 9 a.m. segment when he went full firefighter. I think you inspired him yesterday, Broadus, because you said you got that look on you. You got the face of a fireman.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was going to actually have to go be the fireman.
Yeah.
I think he's got a fireman look, but man, they were making him carry stuff and use the sledgehammer and stuff.
Yeah.
You got to get in shape for something like that.
Yeah,
No doubt.
You can't just show up and be a fireman.
Totally.
You could look like one, but you got to be in shape to be a fireman.
Still impressive the way he went about it and the hustle factor. I mean, it was like a 185-pound body of sorts that he was having to drag through to save the fire. And it was record time. So shout out to Woolchuck. Absolutely dominant. And I just saw this from the 682. Just bought a ring from Woolchuck's dad.
There you go.
Nice.
And it's RS, incredible. Right? Yeah, RS Diamond Broker.
There you go.
And that's, of course, Robert and Seymour.
Quality.
And Robert was great, says the texter in the 682. He was glad to meet him and pumped because Woolchuck just started these ads like yesterday. Yeah. And this is the first Tolo to walk in there, courtesy of Woolchuck's incredible ads. And we were talking about yesterday just how on point. I mean, this is a family operation.
Yeah.
So Woolchuck obviously being the voice for it makes more sense than ever. And you can feel the passion. And I had no idea how impressive not only Woolchuck, his dad, his uncle, Mr. Seymour, and then some of the incredible deals that you can get at RS Diamond Broker. So this was just a little taste of why the 682 woke up this morning and trekked through the ridiculous storm to go get the greatest diamond in the Metroplex.
Well done. RS Diamond Broker. Yep, I love them. From dazzling diamond tennis bracelets to stunning engagement rings, our showroom is filled with exceptional pieces you'll love. And I can say our because, well, it's my dad's store. That's the R. That's Robert. My Uncle S, that happens to be Seymour Wiener. Visit in-store to explore those beautiful collections of high-quality diamonds and come enjoy the incredible prices and fantastic service that Robert and Seymour Wiener are absolutely known for. The prices are going to be better than you can get anywhere, and I can tell you, because I can speak from absolute certainty, you go see them. They got the best prices for lab-grown diamonds, natural mine diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. New location, RS Diamond Broker in North Dallas. You can check them out at rsdiamondbroker.com.
These rings get better and better, don't they?
I mean, just flawless execution. Yeah. And I knew they had incredible deals. I had no idea about the breast prices.
Yeah, the breast prices in the Metroplex.
It's special.
Why did he say it like that, bro?
To be Seymour Wiener.
It's his uncle. He loves his uncle.
To be Seymour Wiener.
More Wiener.
Best R's in sports radio.
He had no idea in real time. We had to inform him after the fact that he said breast prices. It just totally rolled off the tongue.
Yeah.
And that's a guy that
that you have nothing but respect for. What a business. What a family. RS Diamond Broker. We love them. And shout out to the 682 for going and getting it done.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Very happy for him.
That was an inspiring live spot.
I'm sure it'll get the job done.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get into the top 10 list of the day. Courtesy of myself in for the Woolly Bully.
Seymour Wiener.
I have 10 really weird and really hilarious punishments people actually gave their kids
from the 1970s.
In honor of Jax Ulbrich, the 21-year-old schmo from Ole Miss who cost his pops a reputation and 100 G's. One of them reads, "When I got in trouble, I was forced to smell dog breath. Because if we have to deal with the filth from your mouth, then you have to deal with the filth from its mouth."
If it's a puppy, man, sign me up.
Yeah, I gotta be. When is that? At what point do they graduate to the most disgusting thing that, like, what a turn?
Yeah, real fast, too.
From cute to disgusting.
Yeah, real fast.
Seemingly overnight.
Hey, Lucius, there's like they always said, like, you feed your dog milk bones. Does that milk bone, that product, does that help the dog's breath or anything like that? Or is it?
So they say. We don't do it, so I wouldn't even know.
Okay.
My dog eats raw meat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Raw bones. Not the cooked bones. Your dog will choke on the cooked bone.
That's right.
Raw bone.
Wow.
You're a damn good dad.
Yeah, I got to make it every night. I'm washing my hands like 13 times trying to do it, you know?
Yeah. That's epic, dude. All right. So that's a crazy one. Never heard of that one before. I mean, let me know how many of these you've never heard of. I feel like that's one that is pretty unique. One said, "My mom always told me I would end up in prison. So as punishment, she would make me sit in timeout under an office desk with a slat black chair turned upside down on top of it so that the back of the chair covered the opening like bars. Then come dinner time, she would feed me hard rolls and water."
That is just abuse, isn't it?
That is way over the top.
Yeah. That's like, psychological torture.
Yeah. I mean, all of the above. Projecting prison on your young child as well. Because they took that
Lights
cookie
out
of the jar or whatever. You're going to prison. That's heavy-handed, Ma. Settle down.
Looking at this text, it just goes to show you how many people are utterly unqualified to be parents, and I include myself in that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
I mean, goodness gracious. And I always heard it growing up, how difficult it was, but yeah, it is. They'll drive you nuts. And you're like, do I even have any power around here? What happened to the element of me having fear for my parents in some respectful way? Where is that gone?
Doesn't exist anymore.
It's a challenge.
I think when we decided to stop abusing them as social norms, it kind of opened up a can of worms.
No question. Let's see here. Number three,
see, they need belt to ass right now is what you're saying, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Got a little...
My pops would agree.
I mean, it's a shortcut, right? I think if you're like a child behavior specialist and you got all the academic stuff and you're really going to be totally calm with your energy and you could help like expertly talk a child through all their problems, that would probably be ideal.
Sure.
You know, but...
who's got time for that?
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's a shortcut, right? I fixed the problem. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah. That ain't happening no more. Let's see. If I cursed, my mom would make me go into the bathroom and say every curse word I knew while looking in the mirror so that I could see how ugly I looked while cursing.
Okay. I like that. That's kind of funny.
Go practice cursing?
Yeah. I'm like, he's laughing cursing at his mom after that. Yeah. He's like, bro, you're not going to believe what my mom made me do. I just said the C word 15 times. I looked damn good doing it.
Yeah. I perfected it. You should see this wink I throw on the other side of it.
Let's see here. Oh, I like this one. After I made fun of my sister for wetting the bed and called her a baby, my mom made me wear a pull-up whenever my sister wore one.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's tough sledding.
Might be traumatizing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I hope she has photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're thinking about marriage, guys?
Let me show you what this little guy was up to.
Yeah, this kid's in, like, high school.
Yeah.
Taking away my boy.
When I was 15, I was tormenting my little brother, grossing him out, burping in his face, making him smell my feet, stuff like that. Then I called him the P word for getting grossed out so easily. He went crying to mom about it. She put me to work in her dog grooming business, making me clean the kennels without a scooper, making me express dog anal glands 3 times a day, whatever that means.
Ooh.
Express
so
dog
looking in the dog's mouth.
Anal.
Looking
yeah, you know, come on, fam. You know what you're doing, right? Sometimes I don't know if you're playing or not, bro.
Here's the deal. I do know the word here. Breaking news. It is anal.
Okay.
Now that we've gotten that out of the way, it's the express that has me concerned, making me express dog anal glands. What is...
He messed up right there.
Okay.
It
might be excrete?
Yeah.
I think there's a certain kind of dog. Is it the English bulldog that you got to clean out the sphincter area?
Really?
Regularly.
Yeah.
And I think some of the dog owners, they bring it to a groomer to do that for them.
Gosh, dude.
So don't call your little sister a P word, I guess, or little brother a P word.
Yeah.
And quite a punishment.
Don't be burping in their faces and whatnot. How about the buck rag? Have you guys ever heard of the buck rag?
No.
It's a rag that's been rubbed all over a sweaty, oily, urine-soaked billy goat.
I thought you said butt rag, bro. I was like, yeah, I know which one that is.
The Mangino.
And I keep my eye on it when I'm in the shower. That's the one right there. Don't get it confused.
Wait, so you have a spot for your butt rag and a separate spot for your face rag?
I know which one I was doing some little other stuff with.
There you go. Yeah, I guess that would be like the Mangino punishment of sorts if it was a butt rag. But this is the buck rag, and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it is often used for goat breeding purposes. This dude says, in our Alabama town, it became popular for parents to use them to punish children. The teenager would be taken outside. The parents would drape the buck rag over the kid's face and tie a knot in the back. Plenty of room to breathe, no room to avoid the smell.
Okay, so this was used in breeding purposes?
This was billy goat breeding purposes that became an opportunity for punishment for teenagers that were acting a fool.
So you basically took somebody's J.O. sock from a goat and put it on your kid's head as a punishment?
If you also peed on the J.O. sock and sweated all over it as well, which is probably, goodness. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. That's going to happen.
That's easily the most hillbilly stuff I've ever heard.
That is as ridiculous a punishment. And
as a kid, I'm thinking, what am I going to do to get my parents back for this? You know, this is not something that I'm just going to take, right?
Yeah, you're...
This
is
war.
Exactly. Yeah.
Menendez twins.
Yeah, you're playing the long game.
Yeah.
They are raising...
We all have our own advantages here. You assume I'm an innocent child who will not hurt you.
My bad, bro. Uh-huh. The express, the anal glands.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what we thought it was.
Oh, it is.
You got to go out there and do the work. Itself. Oh. Yeah, so yeah, that is... You got to go clean it out for the dog.
Let's play a G-Bag Nation. Would you rather express the glands or buck rag that thing?
Glands.
I'm a glander.
Gland.
Yeah, there's tools with glanding, man.
Gland. Yeah. Gloves.
Yeah. I could put on a suit.
Mask.
There's a hose right there. Yeah. We can get this finished real fast. Yeah. The other thing is right. Dawson said that is an act of war at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are not on my side. Okay.
You don't want what's best for me.
Okay.
I think those parents could probably be imprisoned, at least.
Absolutely, dude.
You know, exploitation of a child, something like that.
Hmm. Okay, early lead for quote of the day, Gavin Dawson.
I'm a glander. Yeah, that's an easy call right there. I want nothing
very
to do with
easy.
That buck rag. Very,
oh, geez. You're just wandering around the street with that on your face. Gosh.
That'd be a hell of a title to have, like, on your bio, on your Twitter bio. I'm a gland expressor.
That LinkedIn is popping. Kington, you could say. Let's see here. We have 817 said they would have to eat soap, Tabasco sauce, and castor oil when I cuss.
Oh. Yeah, that's castor oil is bad.
It's good for your belly, though, right?
It is good.
And here's the kicker. Fart was considered the F word in his house.
Oh, wow. That's a little too strict for me.
We definitely had some toot friends, and I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Fart is going to really get you in trouble?
My cousin was a bookie. You can only say bookie in his house, 100%. And he was like 14, 15 years old, bro, with us, away from the mom. Hey, man, I got a bookie right quick. Like, you don't have to say that around us, dog. You good.
You don't have to say it.
Bookie. Those family words.
He works for the CIA now. Oh, he can always say, I never cuss. He can always say that.
That's special.
We got greenlit for like crap, hell, and damn when we were about 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah.
but we never ventured beyond that.
See, ours, our big one was frickin'.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of frig and frickin'.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much the...
That's a church staple, I feel like, from sea to shining sea.
Yeah, frick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a no-go zone for us.
You couldn't frick?
We couldn't frick until at some point they gave up on it, you know? But, I mean, a middle school frick would be like, would get you like, hey, what are you doing?
Okay.
A high school frick would be like, really? We're still fricking doing this? But there it is. There's your punishment list.
Oh, man, that was terrific. Stroll down memory lane, I think, for a lot of us. The Texas has been on fire. Salute to everybody. Thanks for your participation. Post-draft Cowboys winners and losers coming up next here in the G-Bag.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Nation. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. We have John Owning, Pro Football Focus, coming up at 3 o'clock. C-Notes coming up at 3:20. A lot of good Cowboys discussions here coming up for you. Of course, Stars tomorrow. Ralph Strangis will join us tomorrow night to talk about that after the Rangers game. We'll have afternoon baseball tomorrow starting, 1:30 or so?
Yes, sir.
So we'll be on probably about 4:30 or so. And, of course, tonight, the series with the A's continues. 6:30 pregame and... what are we looking at? Tyler Mahle here tonight, probably, in the rotation. So it's been a lot of fun watching this pitching staff, and hopefully we get some more runs. But let's talk about big winners and losers. Does anybody pop in your mind, Brian, before I get going here with the athletics list? Saad Youssef?
Yeah, just, I can only look at my board, you know, and how I had guys ranked. You know, I'll give Dallas some credit for the first three because off my board, the first three were – my top like 37 players.
Okay, but this one's looking at like people that were already on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And after this draft, it reflects well or maybe it spells doom for them. Like if you're Hunter Lipke right now, are you a loser right now
because they added two running backs? I'm sorry. No. Oh, okay. I see what this is all about then. No. You know what? I'm interested now what's going to happen on the edge then. You know, with the situation with I kind of feel like that you look at with some of the additions that they made with Turner and now Ezeraku and all, what does that mean for Sam Williams on this thing? You know, what does this mean for that? You know, if in fact that he doesn't come into camp in great shape and ready to go and all that. I mean, I think that he's a guy that's lost some sponsors. You know, that they've gone on to other teams and stuff. Guys that liked him, Dan Quinn really liked him a lot. You know, they thought about drafting him. You know, they got him in the second round and, you know, they thought really highly of this guy. But, you know, he really hasn't done very much. So you just wonder with the number of defensive ends that they have, could he be an odd man out with some guys they might want to keep?
He is one of the players, you know, that Saad Youssef pointed out here because of...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you about who won the draft and kind of a thing.
I mean, you have his injury. You have head-scratching mistakes. You have off-the-field maturity concerns with Sam Williams. Like, I think it just further, you know, narrows the margin for error that he has. He's got to have a big season. Otherwise, he'll probably be looking to pick up his career somewhere else.
I agree. Yeah.
So he's one of the players. I think, you know, the other players are probably the veteran guards.
Yeah. I think that when you start to talk about these offensive linemen, you know, with some of the guys, I mean, they add Robert Jones and Sadiq Charles and guys like that. And, Now do you wonder, okay, well, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen with the Matt Willetzkos?
TJ Bass, Brock
Hoffman. Those guys are clearly in the crosshairs right now, maybe losing spots.
Amongst your winners on this Cowboys team following the draft, Jake Ferguson, they did not go out and acquire any more competition for him. So the biggest threat to his job as the starter is emergence of the 2023 second rounder, Luke Schoonmaker, who did have a couple of nice games last year.
He did. And once Ferguson went down, there were some opportunities that he had to make plays, and he was able to do that. I think his blocking got better. We'll see what happens. I mean, this is another year, another opportunity for John Stephens. They really, really like John Stephens a lot, but he just cannot stay healthy. And, you know, if this is another training camp where something does happen to him, then, you know, I think that Ferguson is probably pretty safe, and so would be Schoonmaker.
That tight end room, fairly interesting. I think you have a number of guys who, you know, could develop into something. And, you know, I think you need a guy who can really help the run game, right? And I don't know which one of them that is.
They need Jake Ferguson to get back to Jake. And we talked about this, I believe, this morning, Eric, and then we had a little bit on the Love of the Star about Jake Ferguson. And you know, you don't have, you know, they're hunting maybe a second wide receiver, but, you know, could you get around not having a second wide receiver if you had Ferguson playing better? You use Blue in the way you use him or going to use him, and then maybe even with Turpin. You know, do you kind of, how do you get all the, you could get the catches for a lot of different guys if you don't have that second guy, if they in fact went that way. But they need Jake Ferguson to get back to where he was, you know, pre-concussion, pre-knee.
Yeah,
that was a real weapon right there.
He was, you know, and when he's playing like that, yes, I do believe you don't need a second wide receiver if you're thinking 24 or 25 points. If you want to go back into 30 range, you're going to need one of the better wide receiver twos.
They know they need a wide receiver. Folks, please don't get me wrong there. But if, in fact, it turns into, okay, they couldn't get one through trade, they couldn't get one through free agency, they couldn't get one after June 1 cuts, if they go into it, then it's going to be about, now we're going to have to make up with that. You have Tolbert and others, but it's going to have to be about Blue and Ferguson and those guys.
Okay, other winners here for the Cowboys following the draft. Dak Prescott, says the Athletic, Saad Youssef, because as he's turning 32 in July, they add another round one offensive lineman. You also add Jaden Blue, who's a Tony Pollard-esque elusive back with receiving skills.
Better player. I think better player.
Yeah. Man, that'd be awesome. If he is a better pro than Tony Pollard,
yeah,
we are in great shape. I think you might have already found your running back there in the fifth round. That'd be a heck of a job team building. I don't know if Dak's a winner here. Not yet. I got to see that Blue's great, you know, and I got to see that the offensive line is taking steps in the right direction with Beebe and Guyton.
Yeah, but they're taking steps the right direction because they drafted a guard, which you asked them to do. You asked them to get Dak help.
Yeah.
And they got him help. They didn't get him. They might have got him skill help. I'll give you that one.
They tried to get him help. I don't know if they have yet.
I think to me that when you look at, I think Blue is definitely going to help. I think Tyler Booker is a huge upgrade for them at right guard. When you start to talk about Hoffman and Bass, we didn't want those guys playing 17 games.
No.
To me, and I think we need to be more consistent about that. You said get him help with the offensive line. I think they did. I think you'd have to say that he won on this one.
Well, this is the difference between you being a scout and me being a radio guy. I need to show up to Oxnard and see this Booker guy playing well. I need to see preseason games of him playing well, because busts at 12 happen all the time.
Well, but my point is, you asked them to get an offensive lineman, and they got an offensive lineman.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they tried. They tried. And we'll see if it worked.
You're killing them for drafting offensive line.
I'm not killing them.
It sounds like you're saying
incomplete.
You sound like you have questions about, and sure, I mean, there's been times where we've been throughout this and you're like, damn, Wolchek, I like what you're saying about Booker. Damn, Broadus, I like what you're saying about Booker.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, it just seems a little off that they could have drafted something else and you'd been like, well, hell, they didn't get Dak help with an offensive lineman. You know, but they did get him help. I get it. We have to see how he plays.
Are they better today with Booker than they were 12 months ago with Zach Martin at right guard?
Well, Zach Martin was older and banged up. Yeah, they're better. Right now, they're better. Yes, they're better.
Stand on it, baby. I like that. Well, I like
just
that
think
too.
I just think that we need to be more consistent about it.
Well, I think we need to be more open minded that what we think about a player we draft might suck.
If open minded is you asked them to get an offensive lineman and they did,
but well, now I'm asking you to be open minded.
I am open minded.
I'm saying when you think a player is going to be good,
I would have taken Donovan Jackson if it was me.
I know, and I think I would have liked that pick better. Based on how you explained it.
That's fine.
But, you know, what I'm saying is just be open-minded to the idea that maybe he can't play.
Be open-minded.
Maybe he can't play. Would that help Dak if he can't play?
Dawson, you
would that help Dak if he's an unathletic guy that can't play pin and pull?
He is, by all measures, he's a first-round offensive lineman that's one of the best guards in the league. You ask the front office to get him help.
Yeah, and I love the pick. I love the pick.
Okay.
But I don't know. I haven't seen it, Brian. I don't know what he can do at the NFL level. I know what he can do in college, and it was damn impressive. But
right.
I'm not going to know until the games start, and then I'll know if they help.
But it sounds like you're downgrading it because that you don't know the player.
That's right.
But
because I didn't scout him.
But they got a player that you want. You asked them.
Yeah.
You asked them.
Because when you pick a player, it's a probability of success.
You can say that about every one of these guys, Dawson.
Exactly.
Every one of these guys.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys just had a draft.
They did.
They just had a draft.
Well, I mean, if you scout them, right?
A draft.
Do you want me stepping in there and debating the traits of a player with you if I haven't scouted them?
Dawson, you asked him, and you trust that me and Wolchek maybe have an idea what we're talking about here.
I do, yeah.
And so by doing that, you say, well, I like what you're saying about this Booker kid.
Yep.
But you've asked them to get an offensive lineman, so I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt there, at least to start out with. It sounds like you have questions about them drafting a guard.
I don't have any questions about their decision to draft a guard. I love that pick.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Just so we're clear on that. Other winners, Brian Schottenheimer, first draft as a head coach, been in the draft room plenty over the decades as an assistant, but there's a different level of authority.
Yeah.
And he did a nice job.
They leaned on him in this one. They did. And there's some things that, like, when it was day two, I got over there early and I was watching. I was in where we were broadcasting. And I was watching him, Will McClay, and Stephen Jones go through. And this is how I think they got to the Ezeraku pick. This is how I think they had an idea. Like, you could see that Schottenheimer was over on the board. Will had an idea. Will was having a discussion, like trying to tell them, hey, if it falls this way, this is maybe the way we go. I think Brian Schottenheimer had a lot to do with what they're doing on that in that war room. So that part of it, I think, sometimes these coaches don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah,
I think with his background and with his dad and all that, mm-hmm. and being around football and kind of, and he has the advantage of knowing what works and what doesn't work with this team. So I think he was a big part of that.
I mean, that's huge part of success here for this Cowboys team is having a coach like I felt like they had in Jason Garrett who can help this process.
Yeah,
Garrett was.
I would have loved to work with Garrett as an evaluator, as him being a head coach with his knowledge of players. I think he had a really good understanding for that.
All righty, it is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got 1 hour down, 3.5 to go. John Owning, Pro Football Focus, steps in with you next to share his post-draft thoughts here in the nation.